KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Minnesota Wild host the Dallas Stars tonight to Game 6 of their first-round series. The puck drops at 6:30 on TNT. The Wild with a 3-2 series lead. Also tonight, it's Anaheim and Edmonton, 9 p.m. on TNT. The Ducks with a 3-2 series lead. Last night, a pair of overtime games. Philadelphia would knock off Pittsburgh 1-0 in overtime. The Philadelphia Flyers win that series 4-2. Also late last night, Vegas defeated Utah in two overtimes, 5-4. Vegas now takes a 3-2 series lead. And the Montreal over Tampa Bay, 3-2. The Canadiens with a 3-2 series advantage. The NBA and FIBA are moving through ownership bids for a planned new European Basketball League, with strong interest coming from 12 targeted cities. The league is targeting a potential launch in October of next year, and officials are now working to narrow proposals into a short list of preferred ownership groups. The NBA, FIBA, and the EuroLeague officials are now scheduled to meet in Geneva this week as discussions continue over the structure and cooperation between existing European basketball leagues. The proposed idea, expected to include teams in major European cities such as London, Paris, Madrid, Berlin, Rome, Athens, and Istanbul. The Dallas Cowboys have signed wide receiver George Pickens to a $27.3 million franchise tag, ensuring he'll remain with the team for the 2026 season. Pickens, who was acquired in a trade last year with Pittsburgh, coming off a career year with 93 receptions, over 1,400 yards, and 9 touchdowns. While the Cowboys have not yet committed to a long-term extension, team leadership says that Pickens remains part of their future plans. The Carolina Panthers have signed the fifth-year option on quarterback Bryce Young's contract, keeping him under control through the 2027 season. The move guarantees Young a $29.5 million salary for next year. Young coming off his best season yet, setting career highs with just over 3,000 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, and a 63% completion rate, leading the Panthers to their first playoff appearance last year since 2017. Major League Baseball from yesterday, the Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong hit his third home run of the season, also drove in three as the Cubs beat the Padres 5-4. Cubs stay hot. They've won 12 of their past 15 games. Atlanta's Matt Olson hit a two-run home run in the ninth off of Tigers closer Kenley Jansen as the Braves rallied to a 4-3 victory over Detroit. Nathan Eovaldi would allow just four hits over seven shutout innings. The Texas Rangers avoid a three-game sweep. They beat the New York Yankees 3-0. The Toronto Blue Jays beat Boston 8-1, a third straight series win for Toronto as they took 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox. The Miami Marlins defeat the Dodgers 3-2. Marlins would get solo home runs from Liam Hicks and Estuary Ruiz as the Marlins took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. First time they've done that on the road since 2018. Cleveland rookie Chase DeLauter had two hits, drove in a pair of runs. Gavin Williams allowed one unearned run and 9 strikeouts in 7 2/3 innings as Cleveland defeated Tampa Bay 3-1. Tampa Bay has their 6-game winning streak come to an end. Washington would score 7 runs in the fourth last night as they rout the Mets 14-2. The Athletics beat Kansas City 5-2. Kansas City's Nick Kurtz had an RBI double, and he also walked for the 18th consecutive game. That ties him with Barry Bonds for the longest such single-season streak in nearly 80 years. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.